Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Sunday morning. It's the Shelly Monzaxo on Ninja Sunday. Woohoo! Well, I've got some awesome stuff to talk about. I haven't scheduled a guest. What I'm actually doing is I'm actually giving promotions to an online series that I've got to be part of. Now, I cannot speak for anybody else, but this is something that I would like to bring up today. And what I'm doing here, what you don't see, where I'll have to start doing it live more and more, is getting right into my promos. And actually, speaking of Falcare, the online series on BMO, which I'm, part of and one of the leads, just open this up, is Direct Disease Bakery in Standish, Maine. There is a GoFundMe, and what I'm doing is bringing that up, and I wanted to write this one first here. on the GoFundMe for Daily Bread Bakery. And this is from Mahor Zakor Deliza. He's the owner. Everyone can call him Z. 2 years ago, I started Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery. It's been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery and have been running it and holding my own without falling into too much debt. We rent the place and have totally renovated so that it is a wonderfully calming and inviting environment. Calming and inviting environment, and we serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. Bakery, which means that there's no tax too hard for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are a few bakeries and fewest Donuts Standish main area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's, which happen to move in less than half a mile away from us. This one has been difficult as people do not come off of local businesses like ours, and I'm having trouble making rent. I'm not far behind, but we are in danger of losing the bakery. I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know what it is. I think I'm still tired. Not enough coffee. We are in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money fast. I turn to GoFundMe as a last resort. Please help me save my bakery. I've always worked and earned my keep, but this time I need help. Daily Bread Bakery and Standish is definitely worth saving. I love baking and doing well. For those that help, I offer free specialty monthlies as thanks and continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you. From the owner, Mahor Zakor Deliza, Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop. I've been there quite a few times. The yum, 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 yum stuff is so good, and it's made fresh daily. I cannot talk today. I'm actually in a super good mood. I'm just so tired. I'm really tired right now. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to get my promos up here that I'm actually doing. Where's the other one? I'm like, I told you I'm not awake today. I did make coffee. I'll talk about it in a second about, like, this morning was kind of a little chaotic, but forgive me if you hear a little beep. It's got to do with the smoke detector. I'll explain it in a sec. Moving on to the second promo, the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls. Because of this illness and that, for Sarah was never an option. The raise of money would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah always had before she passed. It was amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Any donations will be greatly appreciated. Check out the Sarah Joy Foundation. This is actually something that is actually on my page. I do so much on my Facebook page, you know, so you can actually review it and go there and just follow the link on my page. The other one, I'm trying to see. I don't have it up, but there's actually the Bruce Lee Foundation, where I'm going to start talking about more and more. And this is the second year that I'm actually doing it. I became someone to help raise money. Anybody can actually do this for the Bruce Lee Foundation. Yes, the martial artist that was really here for a moment of time, Bruce Lee himself, very great man. And I've gotten to know many, many people that actually, I'm going to try to bring this up as we're speaking. Where is it? I'm trying to bring this up. Oh, okay. I'm doing 50 million things at a time here. I'm trying to bring up Bruce Lee Foundation. Foundation. And I'll get into both the smoke detector and childcare and stuff, but I forgot to put this link up, which I'm going to have to start doing now. Let's see. Yeah, I'm also excited about this other foundation. This is the second year I'm coming on board. Gosh, I can't talk. I cannot talk today. I'm like, my tongue is tied. Like, I got, like, potatoes in my mouth or something. Even more so, even with my Bostonian accent. I'm trying to log into my Bruce Lee Foundation thing here. Donate home. How do I log on here? I feel like I am half asleep today. I swear to God, I don't know what it is. You think I was out drinking or something last night, which I don't really drink. No, it wasn't. I think it's all the sugar. I think I had some extra sugar this weekend. I think that's what it is. So I'll have to bring that up later. But I'm also part of the Bruce Lee Foundation to help raise money for that also. Now, looking on here with Falk here, you can go to Vimeo. And on Vimeo, it's V as in Victor, I-M-E-O. It's a mini-series, Falk here. And just to read it, to explain exactly what the plot is, okay. When you go to Vimeo, I'm going to bring that up. I'll bring this up. I'm trying to do a couple things at once here, trying to bring up the site from Vimeo. But this morning, my smoke detector, actually, I had taken the battery out, and I was like, okay, I thought this was, you know, it's up in a higher, it's higher than I am. Now, imagine, I'm like 5'8", you know, kind of a little tall here, trying to get the smoke ticket. I get the battery out, and then it's like, it's still beeping. So I'm kind of like, what the heck? So, you know, it's still plugged in and stuff like that. It still beeps, and it's kind of like a little annoying. So I'm like, I grab a hammer, and I'm trying to like, you know, just push it to try to get it unscrewed because I was like, oh, I'm taking the lazy way out, trying to take it off without going up there again and getting it. So there I am, and I'm like, I should just take this hammer and smash it. And then, of course, it's like, you know, usually I try to keep the kitties in little different rooms or something like that sometimes when I'm on the air because, you know, animals are like kids and like to squish each other. So here I am. I actually got the door open. My room is sleeping in the other room in her bedroom, and she's got her little dog. So, and the thing is, they were surrounding me like vultures, like a vultures this morning. I was like, well, I better hurry up and feed them. So, so it's been a little like, no. A little chaotic in here this morning. Not anything you can't handle, but kind of, you know, if you hear any, wow, that's the cat. So we've got three cats and a dog in the house. So anyway, back to Falkir on Vimeo. Episode 3 is up. And Falkir is the story of five women. I cannot talk today. And it's like, it's so funny because I'm in awesome good mood. I think I'm just tired, but to get back to a Vimeo, it actually it has the Falkir is the story of five women chosen by the Fates at the request of Odin, the great all-father of Nordic gods, to be trained, empowered, and transformed into legendary beings known as Valkyrie. These four women are chosen from different time periods and backgrounds, as the gods are not limited by time and space. Each of them plucked moments before the time of their demise and given a choice to be served Asgard, and therefore the word of Earth, or be placed back within the grasp of oblivion. Once transformed, they will save the Earth from an aggressive alien race that views humanity as a source of food. Written and directed by Uhura Zukor, released by Unicovia Pictures, unicoviapictures.com. So you can check that out on Vimeo. And I just, like I said, I'm kind of trying to bring up pages here and stuff, but I cannot speak for anybody else. I can only speak of my experience with Falkir. And this started about 7 years ago, and I actually had met director Z working on Anacreon, which I think is available on Amazon. So I think you might be able to still download it and stuff. It was like, that was like 10 years ago, I think. So was it 10 years ago? It was close to 10 years ago when that 45-minute film came out, and we actually saw it back in Boston in one of the theaters in there. They actually released it. I was still living in Boston, but I actually came up to Maine to be part of this. And what I didn't really know is that when you're talking to Director Z and you're saying about what would you like to do in film, be careful what you wish for, because I was someone that, you know, likes Rocky, wanted to train, you know, oh my gosh, Rocky trains in the snow and all this stuff, you know, like really hardcore. Well, that's exactly what we did. We trained in the snow, knee deep. It was freezing to extremely hot weather. And there was a chicken scene. You'll have to watch it to see if it's still in there. Like I said, I just show up and I act. I can't tell everybody anything else about this, my own experience, and we were holding rocks, we were, you know, tree trunks and all this stuff, and I'm looking at my cat right now, Rocky, Jackie, it's like their kid doing, she's trying to, come here, little baby kitty, come here, Rocky, Jackie, I can't even say your name right, Jackie Chan, yes, my cat is named Jackie Chan, All right, come on, get up on the bed. Come on, my little butterball kitty. So, to get back to Falk here, I'm trying to watch what she's doing. It's like I have a window up and the shade's down, and she's going to try to get up there, and she's going to fall down. I'm like, come here. Can't you, there's so many windows in the other part of the house. Can't you, like, go up in one of the other windows? Hey, hey. And also, if it's a good idea to actually call your pets after people who you might like, Jackie Chan, because if you're like, she's doing something you don't want her to do, go, Jackie Chan. Anyway, with Falk here, we actually filmed it. It was, like, about 7 years. And sometimes, you know, it has to be redone. And it's not like, to explain further to people, Falk here is actually independent. Independent filming doesn't necessarily really have a big budget. I think it's actually under so much money, and sometimes there was hardly any budget. You know, and it's like to actually film, you know, people, the actors have to be sad, and, you know, there's costuming, there's makeup. They do everything themselves. The music, he does all the music. There were women, I can't really ride expertise like with riding on a horse. I did get up on a horse, and, you know, we did take a couple of horseback riding lessons. I have no idea how the scene's going to turn out, but there were women that were expert horse people, you know, horseback riding people, and when we were on the set with the horses, there were people that would have horse handlers, and we were always very careful with all the animals, and it was an experience. And Sandra, if I could say her last name correctly, Bellevue is the woman who plays Artemis. She was the horse handler. She was the one that was with horses that knew how to, you know, she grew with them her whole life. So, you know, just to see these horses, and it was amazing. And now I'm supposed to be professional. Now, come from Boston and then in cities. Not that I haven't seen a horse before, but I'm like supposed to be professional. But it's so hard when you feel joy and you're sitting there and we're in a big, huge field with all these horses on. I go, look at the horses. Oh my gosh. I can't help it. And they're like, you got to stay professional. But it was just the joy of seeing these big, beautiful creatures, these horses. And I was just like, I want to get the horses. You know what you're supposed to say professional. So I just wanted to, I'm looking on this. Give me one moment. I'm looking at my cat right now. I'm just sending a message. Okay, I'm just sending someone a message. And that's what I'm doing. I was just like, you can't see it live here because, like, someday I'm going to go back to being live. So, because I tried going live, and I'm not so sure if people could actually hear it on this end when I had it live and was doing a live one on my Facebook. That's what I would like to show the Evolve in more, hoping so. But get back to Falk here. If you go to Vimeo and check that out, it is actually, let's see, up to episode 3. You either can buy, it says rent all 8, a 48-hour stream period for $8, or buy all 12, stream and download anytime. But it's released every Friday at noon, and the episodes are probably around 12 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. It's more like cliffhangers and everything. I'm just pulling this up. Okay, sending a message. And what I just want to, I'm trying to pull up a page here. I'll be right back. So I'm going to play Eye of the Tiger and be right back. We'll be right back. Alrighty, and I'm back. I just had some little bit difficult. I cannot talk today. Some technical difficulties here. So I'm just trying to watch. My cats are, they're very interesting around the time of the show. You guys can't see this. When is, I try to keep them while the show's on. I try to keep one cat in one room and one the other. I actually have the door open today. So there's three cats in the room, and it's a little chaotic in here. But, to get back to it, I was trying to bring up a page here, and you guys don't see it, but my cat, Jackie Chan Kitty, is actually, she's, like, trying to get up on my lap right now. I don't know if you can hear that purring. That's what she's doing while Rocky's looking out the window. But, yes, the Shelly Nunchuck Show has animals in her studio. That's exactly what I have. I've got animals in my studio. You guys can't see it, and they're a fast little sucker sometimes trying to get a hold of them. So to bring up the other one where I brought up the Sarah Joy Foundation and also the Daily Bread Bakery and with Falk here, you can go to Vimeo. Episode 4, I think, should be put up on Friday at noon because that's what they're doing. They're releasing the mini episodes, like little cliffhangers. Falk here series episode 1, 2, and 3. You can now watch. 4 is on its way, and I think the duration of it all together is 34 minutes. So if you want to check that out, it's fun for the whole family, actually. Don't worry. It does have, like, you know, martial arts and stuff in it, but there's no swearing. There's no swearing in Valcare. So, like, you know, have this, there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's no swearing in Valcare. So check that out. I'm trying to bring up the next one here. Bruce Lee Foundation, just to read the statements about that. And I'm trying to see, with the Bruce Lee Foundation, a little bit about us. When started as a grassroots movement in dedication to his craft and his life, become a thriving 501c3 not-for-profit organization that motivates individuals around the world to become the best versions of themselves. Through a number of educational and social initiatives, the Bruce Lee Foundation encourages people to strive for honest self-expression and alignment with their mind, body, and spirit. Consistent with Bruce Lee's initiative belief, we know that we can impact the world by giving people permission to follow their dreams in harmony with their community. Since 2002, the Bruce Lee Foundation has provided over $55,000 in financial assistance to students and families within the United States. So, anybody can get involved, and this is actually the second time, second year, that I'm actually am doing this and coming on board. And let's see, did it come up with the, okay, the fundraiser, and the other thing I wanted to bring up, Dragon Fest. Let's see, where is it? Where's Dragon Fest? Okay, I'm actually posting this. So I'm very, very excited. Going back once again to Dragon Fest in August. I'm very, very excited because people like Michael J. Y., many people that have been in the business so long that I've admired so much, and I can't wait to get back out there in August. It's something that I'm truly, truly excited about. Last year was kind of crazy when I did go out there. It took me about 4.5 hours. It was a drive. I had to get driven to the airport and stay over in the airport. And I hadn't been on a plane for like 20 years. So when I was on getting, you know, in the airport in Maine, I had to go to New York and New York to California. They kept us like an hour on the plane when I finally got out there. Now, mind you, I have not been on a plane in 20 years. And, you know, everything has changed. And you have to kind of strip down and all this stuff. So at least I know now. And it was kind of interesting where when I got on a bus and I'm, like, seeing palm trees, I was like, oh, look at those palm trees. So I'm on the bus, and the bus driver's, like, going, I swear it's, like, had gnaws on the bus. So I was like, this bus driver's cool. So I finally get to another stop where you have to take the little shuttle to get to the hotel. And it was just, I was up for, like, 22 hours just to get out there. And going back out there this year and meeting so many wonderful people that I admired, it's just something like, you know, I think that anybody that has a dream out there in this world, anybody that has a dream, if you work hard, you can manifest it. It might not be the way that you're thinking it'll happen, But as living proof myself, your dreams will happen in a way that you just cannot even imagine. Cannot even imagine how your dreams can manifest as you keep working, because it doesn't matter what kind of job you hold to get to do what you want in life. If you're paying, you know, your rent, you know, I mean, it's like the best thing I can say where, how can I explain it? It's like if you have a job, having a job right there, you've got the whole world in your hands right there. That is one of the biggest solutions. People complain about like, oh my God, my job. But the thing is, you're paying rent and that can help you to go forward in your life. It doesn't matter what you do for a job. If you're paying your own rent, that's what matters, because everything else is a piece of cake. We have, you know, struggles and stuff that we all go through, but I have learned in life, I have a job. There was, you know, that's what I've seen a lot of people that I admire a lot to make their dreams happen. They work. They actually work. And, you know, that's how they end up manifesting their dreams and, you know, putting out to the universe and being able to, you know, I can't say that I'm lucky. I could say I'm lucky or blessed or whatever, but it's what the real truth behind a dream to manifest is hard work and keep going. It doesn't matter about the age. And I think what is society is programmed, absolutely programmed, where we get to a certain age, your dreams have to be tucked away and we have to all grow up and stuff. But if we achieve it where we're paying our rent, you know, and like, you know, getting what we need in life, and, you know, substance, we got clothes and stuff like that, and we want to do other things in our life, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm even doing, I finally got a hold of a publishing company for my short story on a ferret. It's called A Fickle Ferret. And a woman's been in corresponding with me and how to get it taken care of and, you know, having it come together more. So I started on Bookemon and I did a couple of drafts, but it needs more work. And I knew that. So a woman sat and she's been talking with me. So finally, you know, I was like very happy about it. Very happy that she's in contact with me. So this is something, everything I've been working on. I'm still writing, but I realized everything that I want to do, I'm only one person. And I think I just have to focus on doing one thing at a time. I realize, even though I look up to Jackie Chan, which is one of my idols, and that's one of the reasons why I kind of started the show, Blog Talk Radio, thinking that, you know, I talk all about Jackie Chan, but almost 5 years on the air. And it's kind of like, I didn't even think I'd come this far. 5 years on the air in August 1st, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And this Valkyrie's out. It's online. I'm going back out to Dragonfest. I meet so many people like Donna Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful feeling. And to get to this point, there's still further points that I want to get. And I do have to say I have to be thankful for people who have pushed me, because that's the reason why they pushed me into hard work and such, is to get to a point where I am now and realize I do has something special inside of me. And that's what everybody else in this world, sometimes we forget that. So much greatness inside of ourselves. And I think because of the way society is, especially here in America, in the United States, we're so focused on we got to pay the rent. The rent is the most important thing. And what's really sad, we think of paying the rent more so than eating. Eating should be our number one priority. But every time I even think it's like, oh, we got to pay rent and then we eat. And it's kind of like, it's so hard where we're thinking that why that we have to have the place to live first before we eat. And if you think about it, we have to eat to live, but we have to pay the rent first. And I think when we get to the point of like, you know, we have like growing up and we got to have this most awesome job, which is totally understandable, to pay the rent. But I think it's like nowadays, it's like to get a job, any job is great. You have a paycheck coming in. That's all that matters. And then you can work on your dreams. Because it's like even for myself, I was told, you got to grow up. You got to put this away. You got to put that away. You got to be a certain way. But that's wrong. I think what people, when they say to you that they want to see you happy, I honestly think that when someone's saying they want to see you happy, be happy. And this doesn't, I don't mean for everyone, but I just feel like sometimes, you know, when people are saying and they want to see us happy, that I'm happy, they're like, it's only perception, what they think they want me to be happy and not my real happiness. And I think that's what one of the issues is in this world, because I think, you know, I'm still trying to deprogram my mind, where so much is programmed and thrust upon us and we have to live a certain way. But I think if we learn how to live outside the norm, you know, some of us weren't meant to really go to college. Not everybody has to go to college, because that's what, when we're growing up, what is told to us when we're growing up. You need to go to college. You got to go to college. You got that degree, which is nothing wrong about an education. You know, and sometimes even thrust upon us about, like, you know, we got to raise a family, have kids. Some people have different lives. And most people, I don't have kids. I don't have children. And there's more women that I'm getting to know, that some women I know don't have kids, you know, around my age and stuff like that. And we don't feel that our life is a waste of life. We're happy. You know, here I have animals. And even when I first came to Maine, I was staying with the family, the film family, for a couple months. Then what I did is I had a very small place. It was very, very small. Then afterwards, you know, just being a place where I am now, it's much bigger and has a TV. When I first moved into the place where I was, that was very small, I lived there for a few years, didn't have a bed. I had a blanket and slept near the stove. And my first cat came into my life. Her name is Jackie Chan. And we slept near the stove. Then I got a bed and stuff. And it just evolves from there. From working hard. So now I'm in a bigger place. And there's a couple more animals in my room. It's kind of awesome. And there's a big screen TV here. And, you know, it's like, it's not really about having the most things in life, the most materialistic things. But there's dreams that I have and, you know, sometimes things in my life. But I'm more of a minimalist. It seems like being more of a minimalist, I can focus on things that I want in my life. You know, of course, I say I love Dodge Challengers from the Fast and the Furious. And I saw the new Fast and Furious film and loved it. And I'm so excited because my script story, Future War, is the two of the main characters are based off of Dom and Liddy from the Fast and the Furious. And it's kind of really nice to think about Fast and the Furious. It even, believe it or not, if you look this up, Fast and the Furious even outdid the Star Wars film. And I'm a big nerd, like Star Wars and stuff like that. But from what I was reading online and stuff, Fast and the Furious outdid Star Wars. And I'm like, I think what it is because it's a film family that had grown, not just on set, but it's something that had grown together. And this is something that what I wish to do is to actually, you know, have my own team, which I'm very thankful for. A wonderful man, his name is Eric Lee, which I'm coming on board with his Dragon Network, and he's had over like 17 million people visit his website. So this is something that I'm actually posting the newsletter and pulling this up. And I'm looking at my Yahoo can to see where Lady Reed had sent me something. I'm trying to find, where is it? Is my computer gonna freeze right now? I think this is her. Okay. Where's the newsletter? No, don't be slow. Stop it. Stop being slow. Where is it? Where's the newsletter? I guess I gotta download it again. let's see, I'm trying to bring this up. What's up? It's actually nice out today. I'm like, I wanna go back to bed. It's so nice out. Let's see. I'm trying to open up Dragon Online. Let's see. Is there a link to page? I did download it. Holy nuts. I can't bring it up. Okay. I wish there was a way I could see it. Let me see. Fit page. So... Okay, what's this button here? I'm trying to fit to page. Okay. Sorry. And I thought that was a link that it could share. How can I figure out how? Maybe I have to do a screenshot. Huh. I'm trying to share this to my Facebook page. I'm putting my phone down, so I'm actually going to do a screenshot and put it on my, let's see. Okay. I'm going to screenshot it. Dragon Network News. Okay, I'm actually screenshotting this, cropping it. What's today's date? May 7th, 2017. Okay, make sure you put it in the picture place. Okay, I don't know if you guys can really hear me because I got the phone down. I'm bringing it back up. But I'm actually posting this. Okay, bringing this up. And posting. I did actually schedule a guest today. I will be having regularly scheduled guests, like as I've mentioned more and more so every week. What the heck? Where is it? May 7th. You've got to be kidding me. Where'd it go? It disappeared. I'm going to try to save it again. I don't know where it went. Okay. Did it go in? Where is it? Holy moly, Batman. Trying to see that. Okay, let's try to bring this up now. Okay, I'm actually sharing this to my page. May 7th. I don't know what's going on today. I'm having difficulties here. Let's see. Okay, let's try this again. I'm trying to share to my page about a newsletter. Okay, pulling this up, and the Dragon newsletter, it's being sent electronically, and Eric Lee's Dragon Network has over 17 million people that have come to his website, and it's something that was sent to me. It says, Dim Sum Networks, reminding everyone that our first Dim Sum Networks luncheon will be on May 27, 2017, 11:30 to 3 p.m., with $10 to 15 meal contribution at the Golden Dragon Restaurant in China. Hope to see you there at Camacho Celebrity Roast. It's September 23rd at 5 p.m. in Los Angeles. And Eric Lee, cooking with Jocelyn and newsletter and such. So this is something that the newsletter is going to be really huge. His Eric Lee design, that is so cool. So cool. There's so much on here. August 5th, Dragon Fest Expo. And this and Lady Reed, she has a lot of hard work on that. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. I know it was a much shorter show, but I want to say thank you so much for our listeners and supporters. And I hope everyone does have a really great day today. I will be having more guests on my show in the future. And just remember, you're as good as anybody else. And don't you forget it. And everyone enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday.